Hey everybody, welcome to Talking Married Life and Bank Trapping. I am Fatima the Banker. For those that have tuned in with us before, I'm on this episode by myself today because I wanted to do this episode solo. We gave y'all part one as a family, but I felt that coming on here and speaking with you all about the second part of this topic was something that I wanted to do just because because of the things that I've experienced when it came to money and relationships and how I've seen people act behind money. So today's topic is marriage. Family, whether you're going to have your expenses joint or separate. I wanted to talk about it because people have a hard time really just speaking about finances with one another and really even on their own. It's one of those hard things that people run away from. And so I wanted to start off by saying that pretty much telling my experience behind my answer. Like I've talked about it a little bit in the past previous episode, but this one is kind of personal to me. But so joint or separate finances and expenses. I say joint. I've always looked for a relationship where I could be honest. We were honest with each other. We communicate and we trust one another. And those are really big factors when jumping into a relationship. And a lot of people, they'll jump into a relationship and they don't really get to know who they're dating on those ends. Like when it comes to finances, when it comes to what does this person have going on in their personal life, where how are they building their finances? How are they making their life better? And how can y'all make life better together, not separate? And when you think about a marriage, you don't think about just getting into that person's pants, or you're supposed to think about how can you grow together. And marriage is togetherness. It's growing together. And when people say that they'll have their finances and things like that separate, then now you're separating your marriage. I've been in a few different relationships. One of them that really hit home to me was that the guy that I was dating, he lacked financial responsibility and literacy, and I did as well. But I did want our finances to be joint. Whenever we had attempted to do that, we had a joint account. He was supposed to help pay some of the expenses. I was pregnant with my second child, and so that was my second child's dad. And his mom, my youngest child's grandmother, was super up against it. We weren't married, so it was just one of those things. But if you're like, well, I mean, might as well, and I'm glad that it didn't work out that way, just because I wasn't financially responsible either. So I wouldn't have known what to do but to pay the bills and live paycheck to paycheck, because the rest of that money would have been out the door. But anyways, and so fast forward to today, my husband and I, even before that relationship happened, my husband, he opened my first bank account, first checking account. I was learning how to save. I didn't really have money. I didn't really have a want to spend money on, because he would pretty much buy me all the things that I wanted, and the money that I had was to save. And so when he went away to prison, I tried to save and I tried to work, but that didn't really happen all so well. So I did, I had to pretty much stretch like $4,000 or $5,000, which lasted me for like a good year, maybe a little bit more than a year. But knowing what I know now today and the things that we have learned, I would have done things differently. It was hard being on my own with a newborn baby, with little to pretty much no support, having to move around, just very unstable. And then coming down to Texas in 2018, January. We came 2017. It was like more of like November, December-ish, but it was still close to a new year. My husband and I, we started opening accounts together. We started budgeting together. He started teaching me how to budget, because I didn't really know how to budget. All I knew is how to write down what expenses that I had each week, because I would see my mom do it. Every time she'd be paid, she would write down her expenses that needed to be paid for that payday, and then the rest of the money she would just spend. And so he taught me how to budget, and so we started budgeting together. Our paychecks were going into the same accounts. We were living in a one-bedroom apartment with pretty much our two children, and it was hard at first because I'm learning how to manage money, which was very foreign to me. And we were working with pretty much one income as well for a few months until I started working. And I would say that being a teen, because I was a teen mom, so I was a teen mom, and going into becoming financially responsible, it was hard. It was hard trying to, it wasn't hard, but it was kind of difficult for me to learn how to manage money and make decisions with someone else, because I was so used to doing it myself that I don't know, sometimes I just felt like I wanted to give up. But I kept pushing because I had a reason, my children, and it was something that I wanted, and I knew that we all wanted. It's just that it seemed like it was too good to be true, that it was actually happening. And very thankful to Allah that he gave me another chance despite all of my bad decisions that I made. But all right, now let's get into this. So that's a little bit about me. Okay, so one of the things that I brought up in my story is that people will say that they would want they would have joint finances because while they were young, their parents had joint expenses. And so being already, they were already young and they were going into a relationship already young and growing up in a household already where their parents were having joint finances. They were not making decisions separate. The lady that I got this answer from, she's actually a European. She's not one of my people. And I realized that a lot of my people, we didn't come from homes where our parents had managed finances together, let alone having a two-parent household. Let's see. From one of the answers that I got, she's one of our people. She's a sister, and she is single, but she is divorced. They separated due because her ex was financially irresponsible. He would bring their accounts into the negative. He didn't budget, things like that. But she married him, and that's one of the things too that when we get into these relationships, we don't ask questions, we don't watch how this other person is handling their money. And so we'll jump right into the relationship, right into the marriage, and then we want to be upset about the habits that this person has. But we didn't want to do our due diligence to make sure that this is the person that we want to make decisions with. Being married is not just about laying in bed and feeling intimate together and things. It's about growing. And the sooner that we all realize that, the sooner we'll all get better as a people, as married couples. I had an answer from another sister. She said that she was never married. She's single, never married. Her answer to whether she would have her finances joint or separate was that, well, he works for his and I work for mine, which means that we come into this marriage with what we came with. And we will leave this with what we can. We will not have anything joint unless it is for joint ventures. I did notice that a majority of these ladies would have some type of joint finances with their partner or their husband. But that's really not enough because if you're just How can you both come in on joint ventures together, but y'all live under the same household? Your household is a joint venture. Your expenses, your bills, all those things are joint ventures. I wouldn't say like joint ventures, but you get what I'm saying though. I didn't realize that, and so. This last thing that I do want to hit on is about the different traumas, the different things that we go through, us as women, even men. Is that, sorry, I'm getting ready to sneeze. Excuse me. Is one of them I've already talked about being a single mom. When you've been a single mom for so long and then you finally meet somebody that you can do joint finances, joint everything with, it is hard in the beginning to learn how to work together. I say this because it was for myself hard. Because then you have two different brains that are working in two different ways. And now, if you don't agree with what he said, like it can really be hard. And if your relationship isn't already strong, you don't go in with an open, clear mind and willing to willing to listen to reason behind each other's decisions, or not even decisions, but points of view, because not everybody thinks alike. Nobody thinks alike. It's just when you're making decisions together, it's about coming together, compromising, doing what is best for the whole household, for everybody. And then another one is the experiences that you have from people taking advantage of you. So family asking for money and not caring if you just spent your last penny or gave them your last penny. Stealing from you. Like one of the lady's answers that I had gotten about her ex being financially irresponsible. He knew that she came in with money, things like that, and he just took advantage of that opportunity. And so I would say to this that we should definitely all become more aware with who we're making decisions with, how we're making decisions, not being like, well, we can't make decisions together, so we can't be together, but just seeing how can y'all work together? How can we grow together? Even as a family, me, my husband, my sister-in-law, we all do our business together. We all budget together. We all manage the money together. We all touch the money. We all have access. And I know that's even harder to do, and it is hard. we're still, getting our processes in order and stuff like that, but it's gotten a lot better than it has been the last year when we first started to do our money together. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in. I'm Fatima the Banker. You can find us on Instagram at sovereign_galaxy. You can find us at sovereign-galaxy.com. If you are wanting to book a consultation with us to learn money management, to start your family banking process, or to even just start a basic life insurance policy where your family's at least secure while you are working up to becoming more financially secure, literate, as well as getting your family bank in order. We do work hands-on with you when it comes to your money management. So it's not like you get in there, you take a course, and you're on your own. You actually book with us, and we work with you and your family to get things in order. And I will actually post in the comment section for those links to be able to schedule. If you just want to take the money management course, you can. Or if you would like to book the consultation, we'll have that link in the show notes as well. And thank y'all for listening in. I hope it wasn't too much and too much rambling. I just tried to make it a very personable episode because we like to connect with our audience, our people, and we love to help. So I thank y'all for tapping in, and we will see y'all on the next episode.